From the Beantown Athletic Studio in Boston, this is the Danny Picard Show, Friday, January 6th, 2017. Today's show presented by Beantown Athletics, your number one source for screen printing and embroidery. From designing to printing, Beantown Athletics does it all. Go to BeantownAthletics.com right now and get a free quote for your customized apparel. Today's show is also presented by DraftKings. You can play for free right now at DraftKings.com by using my promo code PIC. That's P-I-C, which is my nickname for anybody who's wondering what that stands for. P-I-C is the promo code. You can play for free right now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football, even in the playoffs. And you got four games this weekend for the wild card round, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. So there is plenty of action for you at DraftKings. Every week is a brand new season. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. And it's not just football. DraftKings has something for everybody. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, soccer, golf, NASCAR, MMA, you name it, they have it. Set up private leagues of your own, or if you're new to DraftKings, join beginner contest. There are huge prize pools every single day, so don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com right now. And again, use the promo code PIC, that's P-I-C, to play for free with your first deposit. DraftKings.com. Welcome to the show as we get set for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. The playoffs are finally here. I'm all jacked up about it. I'm going to close out the show with picks. Not five games with the spread this week because it's only four playoff games. So four NFL games with the spread. I will close out the show with that. And also, Rob Gomes, he's in studio today. He was earlier. Gave his DraftKings advice. And I got to say, he brought his A game. Rob Gomes is in playoff mode when it comes to making DraftKings picks. You want to listen to this kid. He won the $1 million in DraftKings. He wins a couple thousand dollars every single week. So you got to listen to him. You got to take his picks. And then you got to use my promo code to play for free and basically win free money. So Rob Gomes, you joined me earlier. I'll play our conversation for you in just a few minutes. And then I'll close out the show, as I said, with picks. Four games with the spread for the NFL wild card round. But Pete, what's up? How you doing today?
What's up, Pick?
Nothing. You watched the hockey last night?
Yes, I did.
I said this to you this morning. I'm watching this World Juniors game, the gold medal game, U.S. versus Canada. And U.S., with the win, they win the game in a shootout. And USA, gold medal, you know, world champs, whatever you want to call them. Or should we say call us? Is that what you want to say? Exciting game. The whole tournament the last couple weeks has been very exciting. You know, from a Bruins standpoint, you're watching a couple kids, especially for Team USA last night. The kid McAvoy, defenseman. He's a little bit taller than I thought he actually was. I can move the puck. He's got some great vision. I think that's the one thing that really jumps out at me with him is his vision when he does have the puck on the ice. When he's coming into the offensive zone, he's got some great vision there. And that's one of the players that we watch for if you have, you know, an interest in the Bruins or in players that could be jumping to the NHL level. But even if you don't watch it for that, it is some great hockey. And it's exciting. It's meaningful. You know, they're out there empty. These kids are out there empty in the tank. And it just, it now makes me want the Stanley Cup playoffs, like, to begin next week. Because I don't know how I'm going to watch that and jump back into regular season hockey for the next 3 months. Like, I just don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll try, but it's going to be tough. It's a difficult jump. Because last night I was jumping back and forth from the Bruins-Oilers game to USA-Canada. And to be quite honest with you, I just couldn't watch the Bruins-Oilers. I just couldn't do it. I had to watch USA-Canada. That was the game I watched the most of. And Troy Terry, five-hole once again. I mean, he went five-hole three times the day before in a shootout to get to the gold medal game. Last night, scores the goal, five-hole again. Troy, five-hole Terry. You know, that's what it was like. That was the story of the game. USA falls behind 2-0. They tie it at 2. Then they fall behind again 4-2. They tie it at 4. You got the shootout. Troy Terry, five-hole. That's a story. Team USA, gold medal. And, you know, I think that's just my thoughts today on from a hockey perspective. Like this has been a big hockey week with that stuff going on, with the media hockey game at Fenway I played in earlier this week.
Yeah, you seem pretty amped up.
Like I'm back in hockey mode, but the problem is, like now I'm taken down because I'm driving in here today, and the first thing I hear on the radio is like people calling in saying Claude Julien needs to be fired. So it's like we do this every January, don't we? January, snow on the ground, Bruins lose, fire Claude. Like that's what people do. I mean, they're missing a couple of their best players right now due to injury. So it's like, how can you go out and say they need to fire the coach when they don't have the complete roster even playing for them right now? And on top of it all, when you look at the defense and some of the young kids that they have being thrown into the system, thrown into the mix, getting some NHL experience under their belt, I guess the way I look at it is this is the route they have to go. They have to give these kids some playing time in the show. You have to do it. When it doesn't work out all the time for him on the back end, I don't know that we can go in and then fire the coach. Like, I don't think he can do that. Not just yet. The season isn't over. They haven't missed the playoffs yet. Look, if the Bruins miss the playoffs for the third straight year, you know, if you want to come out and say they need a change, you need to get rid of the coach and bring someone new in, all right, you have an argument. But we're not there yet. They haven't missed the playoffs for the third straight year yet. If they get there, then fine. But let's see this thing play out a little bit. People who say, oh, they need a change. We do this every year. It's an 82-game season. What do you mean they need a change? How about you get some of your best players back into the lineup and healthy? If you do that, maybe that's the change you need. Maybe you can look at those moves as potential acquisitions and additions to your hockey team. Right? And then what? You start. Look, if the Bruins get those guys back, what, Bolesky, Backes, they get them back in the lineup and they start winning, are people going to stop praising the coach? No, they're not going to stop praising the coach. So I'm not going to sit here and you know, throw them out the door just because people think they need a change. I don't understand that. I don't think this team is that desperate where they need to make that type of move just yet. If you're going to fire the coach, then you do it in the offseason if you don't make the playoffs. That's where I stand on the Claude Julien thing. It's just, everybody who keeps crying and complaining, fire the coach, this, that, the other thing. Here's what I think they're doing. They just have nothing else to talk about. So they just want to come up with something that they think is going to be a change to the organization and a team and give the team some kick in the behind. I just think if you keep the coach or you fire your coach, either way, the one thing this Bruins team needs more than anything is to get healthy. And once they do that, then we'll see how they play. But they also, I can tell you this, they also need one of their backup goaltenders when he comes into a game to be able to do something. Because right now it's Tuukka Rask and it's nobody else. And you need a backup goaltender in this league to give someone like Tuukka some nights off. But when you do give him some nights off, you got to give your team a chance to win. They need to find that guy. And if they can do that and they can get healthy, you know, I don't think firing... My point is, I don't think firing the coach is the answer, but that seems to be something that people want to talk about today. And I guess it's because they have nothing else to discuss. But the idea that I have to now watch regular season hockey for the next 2.5-3 months after watching the World Juniors the last couple weeks, I don't know. It's going to be a tough watch. It's going to be a tough watch. And USA with the gold, just a huge win. And Canada, they were cocky. That's right. Play it, Pete. Canada was cocky. You know, they had a 2-0 lead. They're dancing. They're jumping into the glass. Oh, yeah. Hulkamania. You know, the world, I think, needs more Hulkamania. Those are the days, eh? Hulkamania? What a song this is. This is a jam. I mean, they don't play this enough, Pete. Oh, yeah. Play it! Troy Terry, 5-hole. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Gold medal, baby. Gold medal. Congratulations to Team USA. Gold medal at the World Juniors. And now we got to watch some brutal regular season hockey for the next 2.5 months. Just get me to the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's my final hockey message for you today. Let's get into some football playoff, football wild card weekend. I've been making my playoff predictions. I kind of did on Monday, but not really officially, right? I went over the games. I told you when they were playing, the times, the days, the situations at hand. We know here locally in New England, the Patriots have a bye week. I'm not going to get into any Patriots bye week storylines because you know some of those things are going to be blown out of proportion, like Tom Brady's new pajamas. Have you seen these, Pete? Brady's new pajamas? I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm a sucker. Like, when I'm watching infomercials, anything. Like, I don't do any of my own, like, housework. Like, I'm not one of those guys. I just don't. But when I see something on TV, like, for instance, I'm the guy that bought the ShamWow. You know that? Like, I'm that guy. You can convince me. You can put a good infomercial, right? And I'll buy it, like $19.99, and you get 3 free if you call in the next 20 minutes. You think I'm calling in the next 25? No, I'm calling in the next 4 minutes because I'm getting the 3 free. The ShamWow, I bought them. You know the first thing I did with the ShamWow? I washed a sweater, and I rolled it up in it. You know, ShamWow can do anything. It can wipe surfaces, it can clean your car, and it can dry clothing. It can dry, you roll up a sweater. That's the first thing I did. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I bought a ShamWow to roll up a sweater, a wet sweater. You know what happened? Didn't dry. It didn't even work. But I bought the ShamWow, and even though it didn't work, that's not going to prevent me from buying other stuff. Like, I see the things where you can patch stuff up. You see that? They patch the boat up with that black paint. What is that stuff called?
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get me some Flex Seal.
That stuff actually works. I've tried it.
Well, I mean, there would be nothing for me to actually Flex Seal.
Yeah, we wouldn't be in a boat.
No, but I would put holes in shit and see
just
if
try
it works.
It, yeah.
I'd be running around just putting holes in shit. Just because I have Flex Seal. You can convince me to buy that stuff. So when I see Tom Brady pajamas, like, I mean, and it says on the inside there's infrared something that help you recover.
Infrared technology.
Infrared technology helps you recover.
Yes.
I'm going to get them. How much do they cost? How much are they going for? Do we know how much the Tom Brady pajamas are going for?
I don't know, but the ads are pretty funny with just him sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Looking he's sleeping like a baby. Looking all powerful.
Who sleeps like that anyways? Did you see him?
Yeah.
He's got like one arm
he's
up.
Perfect.
He's got the leg over.
He's so perfect.
Who sleeps like that?
Hey, just to...
He doesn't really sleep like that, right?
Just to let you know how much they cost for like tops alone.
Yeah, how much?
$100.
$100 for the Tom Brady pajamas?
Pants, $100.
That's nothing. That's for infrared technology inside my shirt. What about the bottoms?
Yeah, the bottoms are $100 as well.
What?
Shorts, $80.
Shorts. That really? Are they mesh shorts? What kind of shorts?
No, they're infrared recovery sleepwear.
Well, I know they're infrared on the inside, but I mean,
definitely not mesh.
Not mesh.
No.
All right, I like a good pair of mesh shorts. Do the shorts have? This is a deal breaker. Do the shorts have pockets?
Oh, I knew you were gonna say that. It doesn't show it, but I doubt it because they're sleepwear. Why would you need pockets when you go to bed?
I need pockets
in bed.
Well, I mean, you don't just throw them on and jump in bed.
These
you're
going to
wear
like,
them like in your... I need pockets.
Like, they look more like leisurely underwear.
What about the pants?
I don't know. I think I see a seam on the side
you
there.
Think you see pockets?
I think I
you got to have pockets.
I see a pocket.
Anybody, if you create pants or shorts with no pockets...
Hand pockets, it says. Got it. In the product DNA.
Hand pockets?
Hand pockets.
Oh, Brady knows the deal. Brady knows what's up. You know what? I don't even know why I doubted
it.
I don't know why I doubted it.
Why did you doubt it?
But did you see how he was sleeping?
It's perfect.
There's no way he sleeps like that. No, it's not perfect. It's weird.
He looks so comfortable.
Like, I tried to sleep like that last night. I was like, I can't do it.
He looks so handsome and comfortable.
I got to move.
How come they don't have Giselle doing the female ad, though? That's what I want to know.
They will.
They better.
Yeah, one at a time.
It looks like he's in bed with another lady.
You don't think that Giselle's going to eventually be rocking these in a commercial?
No, she better.
Oh, she will. It's coming. Yeah, one at a time. You know, you can't just fire them all out at once. But I will tell you, I will buy the Tom Brady pajamas. For $100, I got to find $100. But when I do...
Well, it's 200 because you got to do a top and a bottom.
So I'll buy the tops first. Yeah. I'll buy the tops first because I got to find out if those shorts have pockets. Anybody who wears pants or shorts without pockets is a psycho. Now, sometimes you buy them and you don't know, or you get them as a gift and you don't know, and you're like, what the fuck? Why do I not have pockets? Have you ever had pants with no pockets? You're carrying everything.
Pants, no. Shorts, yes.
Like sweatpants.
Sweatpants never had pockets.
I've not had pockets. It makes your life a living hell. It does. You need pockets. So anyways, the Tom Brady pajamas, I would buy them. But that's really the only Patriots bye week storyline, right? Oh, it's a Tom Brady missed practice or something good. Tom Brady, you know what, Tom? Don't practice until next week, okay? That's fine. You know, you want to sleep in your pajamas and you want to recover all week, go ahead with your infrared technology. I don't care. I need you fully recovered for the divisional round. You know what? You want to sit out the divisional round because you're going to be playing some poor schmuck that has to come into Gillette? Then sit out the divisional round. Wait to the AFC Championship where you're playing either Kansas City or Pittsburgh. And I guess that brings me in to my official playoff predictions, which, by the way, you might think, well, how are you going to give me picks later in the show if you give me your NFL playoff predictions now? Well, it's different because the games that I'm going to give with picks are with the spread. So just because I pick a certain game here in the playoff doesn't mean that's how I feel about the game with the spread. Okay? Little teaser there. So anyways, my playoff predictions, when you get the wild card round this weekend, let's go over the games. There's two games on Saturday, tomorrow. Oakland in Houston. Okay, the Raiders are in Houston. The Raiders, the 5 seed, they are in Houston to play the Texans. We know about Oakland. Derek Carr is injured. He is not playing. Then Matt McGloin got injured. He's not playing. They're going with the third string. Connor Cook, rookie. You know, it's just, I'm sorry. I'm not looking at Connor Cook thinking that he can go on the road with this little, with a kid like this, who hasn't played at all. I mean, he started last week. Did he even start, right? Did he start? I don't even know. This is what I don't even know. I don't know how much playing time Connor Cook has, but I know it's not a lot. So much so that there's no way you could ask him to realistically go on the road and win a playoff game against the Houston Texans pass defense that ranks number 2 in the NFL. Some people might not know that. Because they look at Osweiler, they look at their quarterback situation. I'm not an Osweiler guy, but I do think against Oakland secondary, because this game's in Houston, with maybe Osweiler having a fire lit under his behind, he could have a big day. The over-under of this game is 36.5, and that's because there's no Derek Carr. Basically, my point is this. Connor Cook, he might be a fine quarterback someday in the NFL, but to ask him at this stage of his career to just jump in as the starting quarterback all of a sudden the last couple weeks and say, hey, now you're going to play a playoff game on the road and win that, Oakland can't ask him to win it. Oakland, the only way they win this game is if their defense is in Osweiler's face all game long, which isn't impossible. It's not an impossible task. I just couldn't put my money on it happening. I think Houston wins this game on Saturday, and sticking with the AFC, on Sunday at 1 o'clock, so that Oakland-Houston game is Saturday at 4:30, then Sunday at 1 o'clock, Miami is in Pittsburgh. The 6-seed Dolphins against the 3-seed Steelers. The Dolphins beat the Steelers earlier this season. Jay Ajayi had over 200 yards on the ground. Ben Roethlisberger got hurt in this game, though, when the Dolphins beat the Steelers. Roethlisberger got hurt, tore the meniscus in his knee, missed a couple weeks after that. I think he was hurt early in this game, too. So, I don't know that you want to look at the result of that game and think that Miami's going to do it again. I just don't see it. Matt Moore's going to be the quarterback. They're not going with Tannehill. He's not ready. The idea that he was going to be ready was a little ridiculous to me. I thought, anyways, it's going to be Matt Moore against Big Ben. Big Ben's ready to go. It's in Pittsburgh. You saw what happened to Miami against the Patriots last week. The Miami Dolphins, they have... Look, they're a team that they've won 9 of their last 11. And just, you got to look at some of the teams they beat, though. like non-playoff teams. I just think that if you look at them winning 9 of their last 11, that does not tell the whole story of the Miami Dolphins, who again are using their backup quarterback in this game. If they do win, Ajayi's going to have to run for another 200 plus yards, and then they're going to need more because I think Pittsburgh's going to put up some points at home. I think this could be close. I'm going to take the Steelers to win this game. And if the Steelers win, they automatically go to Kansas City, the number 2 seed, which means that the winner of Oakland-Houston would be coming to New England. Now, if Miami beats Pittsburgh, Miami automatically comes to New England because they have the 6th seed. But I don't think that's going to happen. So my predictions here in the AFC is that Pittsburgh beats Miami, Pittsburgh goes to Kansas City for the divisional round, and Houston beats Oakland, and Houston comes to Gillette. Houston has no shot against the Patriots at Gillette. The Patriots will move on to the AFC Championship. And I'm going to take Kansas City over Pittsburgh. I think the Chiefs, I think top to bottom, I think have the total package. I like Kansas City's defense more than Pittsburgh's. And I think the fact that this game is in Kansas City, one of the toughest places in the league to play, especially in the playoffs, I'm going to go with the home cooking for that game. That game's going to be like a 3-point spread because of the home cooking. Kansas City will probably be a 3-point favorite in that one. I'll take the Chiefs, though. When we're talking just straight up, I think the AFC Championship is going to be the Patriots hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, the 1 versus the 2 seed. This is a rematch from last year's divisional round game at Gillette Stadium. I don't see what would be different this time around. The Patriots won, what, they won a 7-point game last year over the Chiefs in the playoffs at Gillette. This is probably going to be another 7, maybe 10-point win for the Pats at home against Kansas City. And I think the Patriots go to the Super Bowl. I know sometimes I make it sound simple, but let's be honest. The AFC is no murderer's row right now outside of the Patriots. It's not. And you look at the quarterbacks here, Connor Cook, Osweiler. You're talking about Matt Moore, Alex Smith. I mean, it's not murderer's row. The Patriots, especially since it's at home, I think they get to the Super Bowl. That's my AFC prediction. In the NFC, a little bit more complicated. We'll begin Saturday at 8:15, Saturday night. Detroit is in Seattle. Detroit they blew it late in the season. They lost their last 3 games. The Seahawks, since this game's in Seattle, who would pick against the Seahawks in Seattle? You know, if this game was in Detroit, I think I'd give the Lions a shot. I think I'd probably still pick Seattle. But I think because it's in Seattle, it's a no-brainer. Seahawks are going to win this game over Detroit, a team that has struggled down the stretch. What they finished, 9-7. They had a chance to win their division a couple weeks ago, and they lose their last 3. Stafford is banged up. He's got that weird cast on his hand. I couldn't put my money on Detroit to win the game. So Seattle at home, I think this is a no-brainer. They beat Detroit. And if they do that, they automatically go to Atlanta, the number 2 seed in the divisional round. But sticking with the wild card round, you know, then you look at Sunday at 4:40. The Giants are in Green Bay to take on the Packers. I am going with the New York Giants. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with the Giants to win this game. And I know that this is not going to be a popular pick, but I'm going with the G-Men, the New York Giants, to win it. And I know the Packers are red hot, but I think the Giants go on the road, and I think they beat Green Bay. And the Giants, that begins their long playoff road to what I hope is a Super Bowl appearance. I'm not going to pick the Giants to get to the Super Bowl because I think the Giants are going to lose. It just isn't going to be in the divisional round because in a divisional round, I have the Giants going to Dallas. I think the Giants beat Dallas. The Giants have already beaten Dallas twice this season. I think they'll do it a third time. I think they'll upset the Cowboys in Dallas. And I think since the Seahawks are going to Atlanta, I got the Seahawks beating Atlanta, which sets us up for an NFC championship of Seattle and the Giants in Seattle. And because it's in Seattle, look, I'll be rooting for the Giants because I've told you, I would love to see the Giants play the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I know people are scared. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of the Giants. I need it. I need that closure in my life. This is the revenge tour for Tom Brady. What would be more revengeful, as I said on my Facebook video this week, what would be more revengeful than the Patriots beating the Giants in the Super Bowl and then having Roger Goodell hand the Lombardi Trophy to Tom Brady? What would be? What, beating Seattle? They already beat Seattle in Super Bowl 49. And in fact, I think Seattle would be the tougher matchup for the Giants, which is another reason why I'll be rooting for the Giants. Brady and Belichick are not scared of the Giants just because the Giants won Super Bowl 42 and Super Bowl 46, and you had those crazy catches from David Tyree and then Mario Manningham down the sideline. They're not thinking of that stuff. The Patriots, they will compartmentalize, and they will be able to focus on the now, okay? And when you focus on the now, the Patriots are a better team than the Giants. And I think they'll beat the Giants. And I need them to beat the Giants. I need that closure in my life. So I'll be rooting for the Giants. But also because I don't think the Giants are as good as the Seattle Seahawks. Which is why when I take my heart out of this conversation, I start using my brain. If I give you an NFC championship of Seattle hosting the Giants in the NFC championship, I have to pick Seattle. I don't think Seattle's going to lose at home. I think they could go on the road and beat Atlanta because I think their defense could give Matt Ryan fits. I think Matt Ryan will probably shit his pants in a divisional round against Seattle's defense, even though that game's in Atlanta. You'll get a lot of people picking the Falcons in that one. I think Seattle goes into Atlanta and wins, and they host the NFC Championship, and they beat the Giants. No, I don't think anyone's going into Seattle and winning this year's playoffs. And I think the Super Bowl will be the Patriots and the Seahawks. And I'm going to pick the Patriots. I think the revenge tour will end with Roger Goodell handing Tom Brady the Lombardi Trophy and the Super Bowl MVP. And it will be the ultimate revenge for Deflategate. I would love to see it be the Patriots beating the Giants when I use my heart, when I pick up my heart. But when I pick up my brain, I don't think that the Giants would be able to go into Seattle and win the NFC Championship. Patriots, Seahawks, Super Bowl 51 in Houston, Sunday, February 5th. And my Super Bowl champ is the New England Patriots. And if you're listening from outside New England and you say, oh, Danny, wow, you picked the Patriots? No shit, huh? I mean, it's not that crazy of a pick. The Pats are 14-2. They don't have Gronk, but they have enough offensive weapons. And to be quite honest with you, the only thing that the Patriots need right now is for the offensive line to protect Tom Brady. If the offensive line protects Tom Brady, guess what's going to happen? He's going to pick the defense apart, and they're going to be able to run the football with LeGarrette Blount, Deion Lewis. They'll even dump it off to Jimmy White. The Patriots have enough weapons. Not only have Floyd, add Floyd to the equation. I mean, who's going to stop the Pats? If there's any team that's going to come close, it's going to be Seattle, I think. And I think that's going to be one heck of a game. That's going to be one heck of a Super Bowl. I'll be extremely nervous for that Super Bowl, to be honest with you. But I'll be much more nervous about a Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl than I would Patriots-Giants. Like, I want the Giants. But the Seahawks, they've already beaten the Patriots this year. But look, I'm making picks. I think this revenge tour is a real thing, and I don't think anyone's going to derail what they have right now. So, Patriots, my Super Bowl champ. Super Bowl 51. Pete, that's not crazy, right?
No, why would it be crazy?
I don't know. Because some people might say, well, you're from Boston, you're New England, you're a Patriots fan, that's the team you're going to pick. But, I mean, there's more to it than me.
Being realistic.
There's more to it than me just wearing a Patriots jersey and making picks. You know what I mean? There's more to it than that.
I trust you.
So, that's what I think is going to happen in the NFL postseason. But I'll close out the show with my picks with the spread. Four games with the spread. Picks, a segment I give you every single Friday. It doesn't stop just because it's playoff football, just because it's not five games. I'll keep giving you picks with the spread. And guess what? I know you might say, well, you just gave us predictions, so why would we stick around for the picks? Well, because it's different with the spread. Those games that I just gave you, that doesn't mean I'm going to stick with those teams with the spread. You got to listen to picks. But first, why don't you listen to Rob Gomes give some DraftKings advice? He's my daily fantasy sports expert. He joins me every Friday as well. You got to listen to this. You want to win money? Listen to what the kid has to say. He's helping you put a lineup together for the wild card round. He'll help you put a lineup together next week for the divisional round. And if you want to win free money, you use my promo code PICK. That's PIC at DraftKings.com to play for free. So here's my conversation with Rob Gomes. Stick around afterwards because I will give picks for the wild card round. All right, my conversation with Rob Gomes is presented by CrossFit 617. Train hard, live healthy, feel better. Sign up today for a free one-week trial at CrossFit617.com. Rob, you are my daily fantasy sports expert, my DraftKings expert here during the NFL season. We're in playoff mode. How you doing? Are you in playoff mode, I hope?
I'm in playoff mode. I'm ready to rock and roll.
There you go. It sounds like it. You have a voice this time.
Yeah.
I think last time we talked to you, we had a role play. Pete had to make your picks. You wrote them down on a piece of paper. We haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. You know, we had the holidays, and then I think we just didn't even bring you in last week.
Oh, thank you.
But I will say this.
I was wondering with that. I knew I had something to do last week, like on Friday. What day is it?
Well, you know what I did? I spent a lot of time putting together a best of 2016 episode, and it ended up being 16 different tracks, audio tracks, 16 different clips, whether it was different rants or interviews that I had with certain guests, and you actually made one of the clips in my best of 2016 podcast.
I made one of them?
You made one of them.
Oh, I'm happy about that.
If you listen to it, maybe you wouldn't be so happy. It was not a very serious moment. It basically was the moment where the show went off the rails completely when we lost it about the terminology that you use for DFS, the naked stacks.
Naked stacks,
I was feeling a little loopy that day, you know what I mean? I was just, I was having a good time with it, and the show went off the rails, and, you know, I didn't want to make the whole best of 2016 podcast dead serious, so I added some humor into it. I thought that was one of the more humorous segments that we had in 2016. Congratulations, you made the best of 2016 podcast.
Little
how do you
fist
feel?
Little fist pump. Happy to be there. Happy to make it happen.
Have you been making some money the last couple weeks on DraftKings?
I made money 2 weeks ago. Last week I split even, but 2 weeks ago I made like $3,000. So,
all right. So how are you feeling about these four games this weekend? You get two on Saturday in the wild card round, two on Sunday. How are you feeling? Feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I the quality of games I'm kind of like disappointed in. I don't think they're going to be great, but...
But that doesn't matter when it comes
to you
making
picks. Yeah, it doesn't matter in terms of picks, so... I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do it. Who you got to have at quarterback for the wild card round? Who do you got to have?
I'm going Russ Wilson. I think going at home versus Detroit, I think he's the guy that you kind of need there. He's the guy I'm looking at, trying to pair him up with, say, maybe a Javon Kearse. I don't know, Doug Baldwin, guy like that. Save some money, save some dough.
All right, I got one for you, and I think based on some of the conversation that we had before we started recording this, you're going to obviously disagree. But I think, and this is not going to be a popular opinion, and in fact, I'm not even trying to tell you that I'm a Brock Osweiler guy. If you've listened to me in the past, you know that I'm not. I absolutely crushed the Houston Texans for giving him that crazy contract. What was it? 72 mil.
72
He's
mil.
He's unproven. I'm not an Osweiler guy. But I think it's a great decision for them to put him back in that spot because he's obviously better than Macho Man Randy Savage. And I just think that going up against Oakland's defense in Houston... I know about Khalil Mack. I know what Oakland has coming at him. That's they're going to try to be in his face, and that's the only way Oakland's going to have a shot without Derek Carr is to use their defense, have someone like Khalil Mack in Osweiler's face all day. But I do think that this game sets up for Osweiler to have a monster day on Saturday. I'm going with Osweiler. I think Houston's winning this game. I'm teasing one of my picks for picks. I think they might even win big. This one is in Houston. You home cooking in the playoffs is huge. Osweiler is coming back. You got to think he's got a fire under his ass because he got benched. He's got some weapons. I just think Osweiler can have a big day against this Oakland secondary.
See, at the same price point, I like Matt Moore if you're going to go at 5,100 instead of Osweiler. I think that he's going to have to throw
5,100,
the ball.
Yeah.
He's going to have to throw the ball more. And then on top of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, see what I did there?
I saw it.
And then on top of it, I think he's a better quarterback than Brock Osweiler. I really do.
Come on.
He is. I'm going to tell you right now, he is. He's been the best quarterback on that Dolphins team for the last 2 years.
Matt Moore. He's been a backup his entire life.
He's a backup, but I'm telling you, he's played pretty decent when given the opportunity. That's what I'm saying. Tannehill's obviously the guy in Miami, draft status, all that other stuff, but I think Matt Moore will play pretty well this week for the Dolphins. He'll be someone at a bargain rate that people will go to ahead of, I think, ahead of even Osweiler at 5,100. So
I don't know. And again, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that you should be running out buying Osweiler jerseys or by stocking the Brock Osweiler led Houston Texans. I'm just telling you that I've seen him have big games in big spots before. And he can throw the football. He likes to throw it downfield. I just think where it's in Houston against an Oakland secondary that can be
big games.
What do you mean? He didn't win a big game against the Patriots when he was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos?
No, that's a good point.
I mean, he's won big games. What game has Matt Moore ever won? I mean, the fact that, see, I look at it differently. I look at it, all right, Matt Moore is 5,100. Osweiler is 5,100. You know, you look at the other quarterbacks. All right, Aaron Rodgers is 7,900, right? Roethlisberger is 76. I mean, you could easily go Rodgers, Roethlisberger. You're going Russell Wilson at $7,000. Go all the way down. I mean, Savage is 5,200. $100 more than Osweiler. That's crazy to me. I have to jump all over the 5,100, and I have to take Osweiler. But you're going to go Russell Wilson. You're feeling good about Seattle. So let's move on from quarterbacks.
I like odd dub.
All right, let's move on from quarterbacks. Let's get to running back. Who do you have to have as a running back in the wild card round?
I'm looking, honestly, I think that if you have to go there, I know if you have to take someone from the Texans, I think the guy that they're going to lean on in that game is going to be Lamar Miller, just because I don't think they trust Osweiler. I think they're going to give Lamar Miller as much. I think he had last week off, Lamar Miller, so he's had the last two weeks off. I think they're going to give him the ball as much as possible just to kind of keep, because he's fresh, and I think he said he's felt as good as he's felt since the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to take away from Osweiler in that sense. So.
I'm going to go with Ajayi.
I like Ajayi too.
He had a big day. I mean, Miami beat Pittsburgh earlier this season. He had a big day in that game.
215 on the ground.
Right?
Yardage-wise, yep.
Now, look, I don't think Miami's going to beat Pittsburgh. If Miami does beat Pittsburgh, we know they come to Gillette Stadium to play the Patriots, and that will be the end of the Dolphins' season. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Pittsburgh's going to win this game. But if they do make it interesting, I think it's going to be not because of the guy you said last in the conversation, the quarterback conversation, Matt Moore. It's going to be because of Jay Ajayi, who had, again, 200 yards on the ground against Pittsburgh earlier this season. And Miami actually won that game, though. You got to take that with a grain of salt because...
Where were they?
Ben Roethlisberger got hurt in that game. He was playing banged up the entire game. I believe he got hurt very early, right? He had the torn meniscus, and he missed a couple weeks after that. He had surgery, I believe. So you can't look at the result, but I think when you look at the other end and what Miami was able to do to Pittsburgh's defense does not scare me. So if you're going to take anyone from Miami, it better be the running back. And if you're going to take a running back here in the wild card round, Ajayi's the... Well, see, there's a big jump. Le'Veon Bell's the most expensive running back. $10,300.
Yeah.
I mean, $10,300?
That's something we should talk about, too, is just because...
What's going on? What's happening?
Basically, AB and Le'Veon Bell, if you're going to roster them, some people are going to try to put Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown all on the same roster, which makes sense, by the way they've played. But if you do that, then you kind of have to roster guys like Paul Perkins. Mm. A lot of guys around like the 3,700 area after that.
Yeah,
so
like the
Kenny
who?
Stills.
Like the who's?
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. So a lot of people, for me, I'm staying away from both AB and Le'Veon Bell, because I think that you can get more out of your roster if you kind of go in a different direction.
Mm.
Just to say, like, well, instead of, I don't think Odell Beckham's going to be highly owned. I don't think Jordy Nelson's going to be highly owned. And a lot of people, just because Janoris Jenkins, the Giants supposedly have this great secondary, I don't care who's against Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, I'm taking A-Rod and Jordy. I think that they'll be productive in that game versus Janoris in the Giants secondary that's supposedly pretty good. So I think that Jordy's a real good pick this weekend.
You do. All right, so that brings us to wide receiver then.
Yeah.
Is that who you have to have at wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, your guy, or is it someone else you have to have?
I'm going Jordy just because I think that his ownership's going to be lower than everyone else's, and then on top of it, he's going to be productive in that game, and I don't think that a lot of people are going to be on that stack. And they're at home. You get A-Rod at home with Jordy. I think the Packers are going to win this game. Everyone's saying,
I don't.
Everyone's saying, oh, the Giants are going to come in and win this game. No, I read your article. So I kind of know where you're leaning in terms of this.
Thanks for reading.
No, I read, of course. Just basically, I just think that A-Rod's not going to lose twice to Eli in a divisional round playoff game at home. It's not going to happen. So I know that it's a pipe dream for a lot of people.
I hope it is, because I would love to see the Giants in the Super Bowl.
I'd love to see them, too.
Would love to see it.
I'd love to see them, too. But
Are you one of those guys that's scared? You're a Patriots fan. Are you one of the Patriots fans that's scared of the Giants in the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not scared.
Because I'm a Patriots fan, and I'm not scared of the Giants. I want to see the Giants. I need the Giants. I need that closure in my life. I need it. I need to beat the Giants.
I think the Packers are the better matchup when it comes down.
Oh, the Packers are a tougher matchup, I think.
Exactly.
Because of Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
But do I think that the Giants with their defense could go into Lambeau, maybe with some cold weather, and make a couple big stops and maybe win a close one? Yeah, I do.
I need to see a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl. I have to.
You have to.
To me, I think Brady, the last two times, you got to think about it this way. If the Pats defense holds up, Brady beats Eli in both Super Bowls. Last final drive. So for me, like, that's not really that big of a deal. I want to see Tom Brady beat A-Rod one time. I want to see them go head to head. I think that that's probably the possibility that.
Well, I think Seattle, as long as Seattle stays alive, Green Bay is going to have to go into Seattle and win. I don't think anyone will go into Seattle and win. I think the only teams that possibly could beat Seattle are the one of the two seeds, because those will be the home teams, Dallas and Atlanta. Right? If those teams can't beat Seattle, Seattle's not losing. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl. So my pick is Seattle for the Super Bowl. I know people have already heard that. I've already given those predictions. But I just, when you bring it back to what we're just talking about, Green Bay, I don't know. When it comes to wide receivers, Jordy Nelson, I just feel like I'm going to stay away from that one. I'm just going to stay away completely.
See,
Giants,
why,
Packers.
That's
why you're going
with
it.
That's why I'm going that way.
Because everyone else you think
else
is going to do what
away.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And stay away from that one. All right, so you're going Jordy Nelson at wide receiver. How about tight end? Who do you got to have at tight end in the wild card round?
Honestly, Eric Ebron going up against Seattle. Actually, I don't even want to go Eric Ebron and say that. My guy, I think, my favorite guy that I looked at from – like day one, since I was able to throw in a lineup build for the divisional round, wild card round. Am I saying that right? Divisional.
Well, the wild card round's this weekend. Rounds
the
weekend.
It's the weekend
after.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. You're right.
Yeah.
The
no
playoffs.
I like Will Tye. I think the Green Bay Packers defense can be beat over the middle. Will Tye is probably a guy.
2,800.
I think Will Tye gets a touchdown. He's probably the cheapest price on the board there.
2,800.
2,800. Yeah, he's the guy. I'd go with him ahead of Ebron, but I like Ebron too. Ebron's playing very well. So
Ebron is 3,900. The most expensive tight end's Jimmy Graham at 5,300.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How about Fedorowicz?
I know you like Osweiler. It makes sense.
It makes sense with the Osweiler.
I like
maybe
Fedorowicz.
A stack.
Fedorowicz. Osweiler goes to Fedorowicz. He's gone through him all year. So if you're in a roster Osweiler, you can go that way.
But you don't like Osweiler. So
I don't like
Osweiler. All right, you're going to go with Ty with the Giants and 2,800. That would be a nice little value pick. How about defense? Who's the defense that you have to have in the wild card round?
You're not going
to
like this one.
I'm not going to like it?
I got the Raiders.
What? What do you mean you got the Raiders?
Bruce Irvin, Khalil Mack.
3,000.
That statue, Brock Osweiler.
You're not
going to
go Seattle at home?
He's Drew Bledsoe reincarnated. It takes so long to get the ball out of his hand. He's just standing back there waiting to get hit. This is a matchup nightmare. There's a reason why that line is 36.5. They're going to come right at him. I'm telling you. Those bookends are probably, they're up there. Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin. Imagine if they had Alden Smith. This would be a night.
Yeah, the over under is 36.5 in this game, and I think it needs to be under for Oakland to win. If they win, what you just said, that's the only way they can do it. They're not going to do it with offense. I can't trust Connor Cook just jumping in.
Why
to his
can't
NFL
they do
career.
It with offense? They have Amari Cooper. They have Michael Crabtree. They have Latavius Murray. I know he played the Broncos. Who did he play?
It doesn't matter.
He played the,
he
played
the
best.
His accuracy? He had open guys, and he was just overthrowing them.
I know, but he's had a week of practice. Let's go. They got him.
One week of practice, and you're ready to go on the road in the playoffs and win a game against one of the top pass defenses in football? Sorry.
He played Denver.
All right, but guess – all right, Denver's number one in the NFL in pass defense. Guess who's number two? Houston. So, I mean – you're playing just as good a pass defense. Maybe not as physical and as ferocious and as well-known around the league, but I'm telling you right now, because the game's in Houston.
I really like how quick there's a big difference between Brock Osweiler. You're not going to believe. You're not going to like this. You're going to jump all down my throat for saying this.
I don't know. Maybe I won't. Why don't you spit it out?
If you watch the tape on Connor Cook, he gets the ball out of his hand about 3 seconds faster than Brock Osweiler does. And for me, that's big. I love that in my quarterback. Nice, quick release. That's the biggest thing for me. That's what I need to see. So, like, honestly, if I had to choose between Osweiler and Cook, I'm taking Cook. I hate Osweiler.
I get $72
million.
I don't understand.
Know who gave him that contract. It had to be someone from Dot.
Speaking of the mic, first of all. Second of all.
Well, how did he get $72 million?
I don't know. I'm not telling you I like Osweiler. But here's the other thing, and this is what you're overlooking. I'm not telling you I hate Connor Cook, like, overall. I think he could be a nice quarterback in the NFL. I'm saying right now, it's too much to ask right now for that kid to go into a playoff game on the road where he has, you just said, he had 1 week of practice. Let's go. That's not how this league works. Sure, if he came in week five or week six and he had a, you know, almost a full season under his belt, the attributes, the things that he can do, like you just said, all right, fine. That might suit him well in a game like this with those receivers. But it's just not enough time for me to be able to put any stock or any money on a kid who got 1 week of NFL practice as a starting quarterback. It came out of nowhere. You mean to tell me Connor Cook was sitting there going, oh, yeah, I'm going to be playing in a playoff game as a starting quarterback for this team? No way. He was probably playing video games. He's probably just, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, social media, joking around. He had no idea he was starting a playoff game. But here he is. You know,
starting a playoff? He better get ready.
But he doesn't have enough time to get ready. So, I mean, there's a reason
why. He has as much time as everyone else. He had this last week window. That, like, I know he didn't have since week five, week six, but after last week, like,
yeah,
now it's playoff just, football. You got to get ready.
You mentioned the over-under, 36.5. What would this over-under be if Derek Carr was the quarterback? It would be like 48, close to 50. So, I mean, he's the reason. And I'm not trying to make it sound like I don't think Connor Cook can be a great NFL quarterback. I'd say great. He could be a very good one. But right now, it's just he doesn't have enough experience or time under his belt as a starting quarterback in this league for me to say he can go on the road in the playoffs and win a game. I don't see it. I don't think it's going to happen. And if he does go in on the road and win a playoff game, it's going to be not because of him, but because of his defense.
No, I'm in agreement with you. I don't know. I don't like Osweiler. I think that there could be an upset in this game, and I think Connor Cook could lead that upset. But I do believe that it's going to have to be on the backs of a guy like Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin, those bookends getting after Osweiler, and some Bill O'Brien mistakes from Bill O'Brien, you know?
You hate Bill O'Brien, too.
I really don't like him.
Hate him. All right.
I loathe him.
We'll wrap this up. Do you have a bold call? Give me the bold call for the wild card round. Who is it?
Honestly, A-Rod, Jordy Nelson, I think, can go
off.
That's
the bold call.
It's not really a bold call, but from what everyone's predicting is that the Giants have this great secondary and they're going to lock them up. I just don't think that happens very often with A-Rod and Jordy, so I'm going to stick with those guys as my guys I'm going to ride with.
All right, there you go. My conversation with Rob Gomes is presented by CrossFit 617. Train hard, live healthy, feel better. Sign up today for a free one-week trial at CrossFit617.com. Rob, thanks a lot. Great stuff as always, and we'll talk to you next week for the divisional round DraftKings picks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, great stuff right there from Rob Gomes. Again, he joins me every Friday. He'll join me again next week for some divisional DFS picks, and I'm going to take his advice. I know I throw in some things as well. But usually what ends up happening as I'm making my picks, I put two lineups together. I put my lineup in, and then I put the lineup that Rob Gomes gives us. But that's his strategy, you know, to take Green Bay. a game that he thinks people are going to stay away from because he doesn't want to have the same picks as everybody else. That's one thing he factors in, and it's probably a good way to look at it because he would know. He's the one that wins money, not me, on DraftKings every single week. But I will say this, outside of football, I enjoy doing NBA on DraftKings. I think NBA, you could do it every night if you want. You could do NHL every night. Maybe, you know, I teased earlier that it's going to be tough for me to watch NHL hockey in the regular season the next 2.5 months after watching the exciting World Juniors. I just want to get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, but maybe a way you can get through the regular season is by playing NHL on DraftKings every night. You could, if you really wanted to. But, yeah, so if you don't want to do NFL, or when the NFL season's over, you want to keep doing DraftKings, NHL and NBA is the play until Major League Baseball starts, and that's when it really gets crazy. That's when you're really tossing money on there every single night. So great stuff right there from Rob Gomes. Again, he'll join us next week for the divisional round picks, but now it's time for picks for the wild card round. 4 games with the spread. Pete, hit the music. Now, I have cooled down the last couple weeks. You didn't get shut out. Couple wins every week, but it's not the 4-1 weeks that I had. I had a good stretch where I was 4-1. Only 4 games this weekend. We'll start Saturday, as I told you. Houston at home against the Oakland Raiders. Houston, a 3.5-point favorite. Connor Cook, I mean, this kid needs more time in the NFL as a starting quarterback for me to pick him to win a playoff game on the road against the second-best pass defense in football. I just can't put my money on Oakland. I think Houston's winning the game, and I think they'll win it by more than 3.5. I think Osweiler could have a huge day against Oakland's pass defense. I'm taking the Houston Texans -3.5 over Oakland. Then Saturday night at 8:15, Seattle Seahawks. They host the Detroit Lions. Seattle, a 7.5-point favorite in this one. I told you Seattle's going to win. The question is, will they win by more than 7.5? Look, Matthew Stafford, that thing on his hand, it just doesn't look right. Every once in a while, he'll get a good pass off on the money, puts a lot into it, it'll look good. But there's just too many times where I'm looking at him throw the ball and I'm like, eh, that's kind of a duck. And you think about it, if you had that thing on your hand, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how big your hands are. I don't care how much NFL experience you have, how accurate you are, how strong your arm is. That thing's gotta affect you at some point. In Seattle, it's going to be cold. There's no way Detroit's winning this game. The only question is, can they keep it close? I don't even think they're going to do that. Seattle, they win it, and they win it by more than 7.5. The Seahawks at home, it's a no-brainer. I think they might win this one by 2 touchdowns. I'm taking Seattle -7.5 over Detroit. Then on Sunday at 1:05, Miami is in Pittsburgh. The Steelers, a 10-point favorite. I think Pittsburgh's winning the game. I don't think Miami has a shot. But I'm just smelling a late touchdown from Miami that gets them to cover the 10 points. So I don't think Miami's going to win. But I think they do something late that covers for them. I'm taking the points. This might be a little crazy based on how I feel about this game and Miami having no shot. I know. But there's something about the double digit in the playoffs with Miami having beaten Pittsburgh already. I don't think Miami's winning the game, but I'm taking the points. I think they cover. I think they might lose it by 7 or 9 with a late score. I'll take the Dolphins +10. Even though I don't think they'll win the game, I'll take the points. Miami as a 10-point dog over Pittsburgh. Then, I already told you the Giants are going to beat Green Bay. Giants are a 4.5-point dog on Sunday at 4:40 in Green Bay. 4.5. I think they're going to win. So why wouldn't I take the points? I wouldn't even take the points. I'd just take them straight up, get you some more money. But if Green Bay does win, well, if they do shock me, then I think they only win by 3. Take the points. Take the Giants +4.5. This one to me is a no-brainer. The G-men, as a 4.5-point dog. So those are my picks. It's quick. It's four games. The wild card round, I got Houston minus 3.5, Seattle minus 7.5, Miami plus 10, and the Giants plus 4.5. I close out the show every Friday with Picks Picks. And that's it. Next week, I'll have four games as well in the divisional round. So we'll check in on Monday with these picks to see how I did. But there you go. Want to win some money? Listen to the picks. Listen to Rob Gomes. And don't forget to use my promo code on DraftKings.com. It's P-I-C. So I'll be back on Monday to break down everything that happened in the wild card round. I'll be watching on Saturday. I'll be watching on Sunday. I'll be all into it. Follow me on Twitter, at Danny Picard. Like my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDannyPicardShow. Instagram, all forms of social media. You can get this podcast whenever you want at DannyPicard.com. Also, subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and really anywhere podcasts are available. Anything else we got for you to send you into the weekend? I don't think so. If I think of it, well, I'll tweet it out. Pete, nice job behind the board today. Rob Gomes, thanks for joining me. And the listener, thanks for giving this show a shot here in 2017. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.